I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Carter Hairston. He's president of the Refugee Outreach Collective here locally, and they have an art and jazz charity gala coming up later this week at NMU. Here's what's happening with Carter Hairston.
So on February 19th, we're going to be holding a gala at NMU, and we're trying to raise money for refugees. We're going to have 8 unique oil paintings, all crafted by refugees in Malawi, and we're going to be auctioning them off at the gala. We're also going to have 906 Jazz there and some hors d'oeuvres, make it a little fancy.
And it's going to be a chance to help out with this effort. You mentioned that there's 8 pieces. Can you tell me a little bit about maybe an overview of what the pieces are, how you got to get these and get them here, and what's the story there?
So each of the pieces is depicting some aspect of either life in Zaleka or something really just the artist wanted to put on, right? All the art is made in Zaleka. They're all oil-based canvas paintings. And we're raising money for a Starlink here. We're trying to get a Starlink for the educational facility in the Zaleka refugee camp,
where
the refugees are.
And Starlink, of course, is the, it's the satellite-based communication that's pretty much right. Gives you internet and access like that in places that normally wouldn't get that, right?
Absolutely, and that's the difficulty we're facing with our educational facility over there is the lack of, you know, reliable internet. So having a Starlink would allow these students to zoom in and take their classes much, much easier.
So I have to ask you about the Refugee Outreach Collective. Can you tell me a little bit about the group? Where are you based? Is it the event coming up at Northern? Is there a Northern tie to this? Is there a community tie? What is sort of the story with Refugee Outreach Collective?
So Refugee Outreach Collective has chapters at all a lot of different colleges, especially in Michigan here. We have chapters at MSU, CMU, and here at Northern, of course. So our chapter puts on our own events, and I guess that's why we're kind of putting on a gala now, is each chapter is responsible for putting on their big events, whether it be to educate or fundraise for refugees. And that's really our goal in the end, is purely to raise awareness and raise funds for refugees.
So the Refugee Outreach Collective has this event coming up. We're talking Carter Hairston here this morning. He's president here of the local chapter. Art and Jazz Charity Gala. What's going to be happening? When? Where? How do people, I'm assuming, get tickets? Do you do it at the door in advance? What's the word there?
So February 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll have 906 Jazz there, the 8 pieces and hors d'oeuvres. You just show up. There's no ticket. Free entry. The only thing that costs money is to, bid on the art if you'd like to.
And sure.
We encourage you to. They're beautiful pieces.
And if there's people that want to hear maybe more or learn more about the Refugee Outreach Collective, you say that since it's got chapters around the state and around parts of the country, if they can't make it to this event, is there a way to find out a little bit more about what you guys do?
Absolutely. If you go to rocyourworld.com, you can find more information on our national organization and all the different chapters in the United States.
Carter Hairston in the studio here with me this morning, president of the Refugee Outreach Collective. Again, before I let you go, give everybody the details of what's happening very soon at NMU.
All right. February 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. in the Northern Center, we're going to be having an art gala to raise money for refugees. We're going to have art, jazz, and hors d'oeuvres.
Sounds like a great opportunity. And like you said, there's no ticket, there's no cover. It's just you're raising funds by people basically bidding on these pieces.
Absolutely. There's no charge to enter.
That's Carter Hairston, president of the local chapter of the Refugee Outreach Collective. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.